Healthcare workers are burnt out. That is adding to the list of strains on small-town hospitals and clinics. A recent survey shows 3/4 of health workers in rural or underserved communities feel close to wanting to quit. In rural Mississippi, NPR's Kirk Sigler visits one clinic that is doing all it can to hang on.
The nation's poorest state, Mississippi, was hit hard by the pandemic, often with some of the country's highest numbers of cases and deaths.
I kind of compare COVID in Mississippi to Katrina in New Orleans.
The virus brought Mary Williams' small urgent and primary care clinic in the Delta town of Clarksdale to the brink.
You saw how the hurricane did. COVID did that to us.
She had barely been open 2 years and some days worked for free just so she could pay her staff.
The pandemic got me to a point where I could not. I was just at the end of the day. All I could do is go home, shower, and fall to bed because everything in me had been drained.
But Williams, a nurse practitioner, or NP, weathered it with the help of some loans, federal pandemic aid, and a lot of grit.
So we started doing that COVID vaccine and all that. It was expensive, so...
After the vaccines came online, Williams was able to start hiring more nurses and bring other staff back. She's now at 8 employees.
Was it a bus or the two of you?
This clinic serves close to a third of Clarksdale's 15,000 or so residents. Two primary care doctors recently left town, creating another gap.
Healthcare in rural area is suffering.
The health disparities here are real. High rates of diabetes, heart disease, but Williams is also quick to beat back stereotypes.
Sometimes with misconceptions in rural area, you automatically think these are people who are uneducated, who can't read or write, but that's not true.
In fact, more than half of Williams' patients get insurance through their private employers, and most of the rest she sees have Medicare or Medicaid. So there's enough money that she could probably afford to hire 2 more nurses, if she could find them.
I'm lost for words because I want to help everybody, and I know I can't. So I want to find someone who can come here and provide the patients a great level of care, the care that they deserve.
Since the pandemic, data suggests more than 300,000 healthcare workers have left their jobs. Rural hospital closures have accelerated too, especially in states like Mississippi that didn't expand Medicaid. Brad Gibbons runs the Center for Rural Health at the University of North Dakota.
We had one hospital CEO who wasn't at a meeting where we expected him to be, and then we found out later that's because he was in the kitchen that morning helping to prepare the meal.
Gibbons says combating burnout, stress, and the great resignation is going to take creativity. He says some small towns are looking at pooling money to help nurses out with childcare or housing or other smaller incentives to make them feel appreciated.
The thing that people in Clarksdale would have to consider, if the NP who has this clinic just gets so burned out that she has to walk away, what will be there? So they have to think about what can we do to sustain what we have and how do we help it?
There was already a shortage of primary care in rural America before the pandemic. In Clarksdale, Mary Williams feels lucky to have kept all the staff she has. To address burnout, they're now closed on Fridays.
If I don't take a break, instead of turning away 2 or 3 people per day, I'll be turning away 20 or 30.
And another big thing keeping this clinic hanging on, the staff. They have a good rapport.
Well, don't take that.
And when they can, they have fun.
We do. I mean, and sometimes Dr. Williams tells us, okay.
Nurse Kasanya Lampkin and community health worker Lisa Dixon say supporting one another in tough times is how to stay afloat in a small town.
Try to encourage yourself that, you know, what you're doing does matter. It may not seem like it, but it does. What you do does matter.
And in most cases, we're all they have. Mm-hmm. They don't have anyone else.
Burning out, they say, will only hurt patients and erase the slow progress they've made in addressing the chronic health disparities in the Delta. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Clarksdale, Mississippi.